You know, like how can we improve? What is the one thing that you really love about our church? I would like to hear that comment. What is the one thing that you don't like about this ministry, even though you've been coming? I mean, I would still love to hear that. What is the one thing that, pastor, you need to change? Maybe it's the way I dress. You know, there was one time I dressed in jeans, came to church, and I remember one, well, my friend, a friend of mine, my sister, a friend of mine told me, pastor, I don't want ever to see you in jeans in church. And I stopped. You know? What is the one thing? No, seriously. It is good because she doesn't want to see her pastor, you know. You want me to be dressed nicely? You want me to be calling you? You know, what is the one thing you want me to be doing? What? The floor is yours. It is open. And don't feel like you're intimidating me. Don't feel like, oh, pastor, now, you know, maybe she will disconnect the link. No, I need positive criticisms. I want us to grow. Yes, Shiro.
I just thought maybe I would make an observation, and it can be construed as a suggestion as well. I think the church is a good place to be, and we need to start doing unconventional things, radical things, to get people into our church. As Pastor Sister Purity said, she said, tyranny of numbers. We need to get people in here. And we do not expect to have people come and pound on this door trying to get in if we're not reaching out to them. The reason why I joined this church, Pastor, and I stood here and I told you was because I thought you were the ideal pastor, liberal, and open to a lot of things. And... liberal in the sense that you know, it's not about just preaching about brimstone and fire. It's preaching to us about things that concern our lives, about things that are happening around the world that affect us. So I'd like you to reach out more to people out there. And as Jesus was associating himself with the law of the lowest, right? Prostitutes, outcasts, gamblers. He got in there. I want us to be the first church to go to our social places. The places where people can't even get a place to sit because they're there doing whatever it is that they do. I want you to be the first pastor to go there and say, we're going to do a collaboration of some sorts to bring in members to our church. When we go out to these places, I know there are a lot of people here who do that, and they were there yesterday or the day before yesterday or last Sunday. People are praising God in the clubs. We have a string of 2 hours worth of worship songs, and people are standing up to dance. Why not be there? We're not asking you to drink the alcohol that's there. We're not asking you to. But that is where the sinners will come and pound on the door because they can relate to you. Because you've been to Masai Grill, you've been to my Sundays, you've been everywhere else. Because that's where the sinners are. That's where we sinners are, go. And that if we see you, and if we collaborate with the creators of these places on how we can bring in something bigger for the church. You can be the first pastor to do this in the diaspora. And I think it's going to work. Okay? And we are going to go through the back door, unconventional way, and we're going to talk in details on the idea that I have. All right?
As a matter of fact, you remember that like we had a men's chorale with Pastor Ndumi. I told them that we'd approach the Nairobi Club and so that we can go there and sing. You know, let me tell you, how are those people going to know? Because sometimes you're so judgmental. You know, you never see anybody who goes there. You know, like there was a meeting I remember was organized by, remember that meeting I was telling you, Pastor, we go? By J.J. Gitai. You know, we went there, and I think they had invited, you know, many pastors. And when they called me to pray, many people just, and I appreciate what you say. They said, you know, why are the other pastors not here? And I'm telling you, most of those guys who were there were not even born again. But what he was giving them, he was giving them what we call, I don't even know, advice, you know. But it was so refreshing for them to see me there standing and listening to all that counsel. You know, you are right. We need to go to the clubs. We need to let them know. We need to tell them that Jesus loves them, you know. And we need to organize. I need to be there. I'm ready. I'm telling you, I'm happy. I'll up my game. That's what I can tell you. I'm upping my game, you know. I'm not going to drink. If you start Pastor Alipatikana Meshika Fanta in a club, that will still be okay. You know, Jesus was found with this Samaritan woman. Do you remember? And the disciples were coming to buy meat, and they found Jesus with this kagal. And they were, and I imagine there were things that were going through in their mind. What is Jesus doing with this girl here? You know, and she, but Jesus was ministering to her. And as a result of ministering to her, that lady was able to reach to her own to the whole village. We don't want to compromise the message of Jesus, but on the same time, we don't want to, you know, feel like, oh, we are the only ones who can do this. We love one another. Let me tell you, reach out to other people. Everybody matters. Everybody is valuable. Amen? And don't think that that person who you think maybe drinks and maybe involved in activities that is actually anti-society, that the Lord cannot redeem them. You need to be grounded enough, like Paul. Amen? Anybody else? Yes.
For a couple of times, we have done surveys in the church, and I don't think we ever saw the results of those surveys, and they were very important. Maybe moving forward, we can do a survey and look at what works in terms of meetings, or maybe even in some of the things that we have done. You know, like for instance, like if it's in women's meeting, we can survey and see, you know, why don't people come? We might find that maybe the time we meet, people are not available. Why don't you teach Sunday school? Maybe they can say they can, you know, like just a survey where we can have people really saying, because this is our church. So what we can do is give suggestions or just voice our opinions, maybe why we don't do what we're supposed to do. Like, for instance, let's say it's the cell group. Maybe I'm not able to come. Maybe you don't see me, but, you know, and maybe someone can judge one person who doesn't come. But maybe this person works 3 to 11. Maybe just find, you know, just that survey. And I think, and Julius is pretty good at doing this. You know, he's smiling. He's done before. We can probably do a survey with the help of other people, find out what we can do better, what we ought not to do, because if we're doing something and it's just tedious and draining us, maybe we need to stop and maybe find out in the place of that what can work. For me, Pastor, I want to say, declare here. And I'm not afraid to say, part of the reason why I'm at ECC besides worshiping God is because you have had such an impact in my life. And I love you so much, Pastor, you and Pastor Catherine, because I know for sure you have opened doors for me. You have been a blessing to me. And so I just wanted to say that question I asked about maybe like a spiritual deficiency, maybe about like people being taught, you know, once, let's not assume people know why they need to give. Let's not assume people will just give when they hear. I have to say, like, the sermon that changed my life about giving was by David Jeremiah in 2007, when he said that giving has nothing to do with your finances. Giving, if you have given your life unto the Lord and your heart and your soul, your finances shall follow. But when you have not given yourself completely, you will not give. So that's what I meant about spiritual deficit. It had nothing to do with. And I thank you that you understand. Thank you so much.
Good point, Sir Julius, about a survey. Yeah, we'll look into that. Anyone else who have a question, a comment? Anyone? We are good? Sister Carol, do you want to say something? Come here. Maybe you might want to say something.
Praise God. God is good all the time. I give God all the glory, even to see another day. I don't take for granted because He's a filled God. Thank you so much for what you did to our family. We did appreciate you all. All yeah, the support, all everything you did. Even sometimes we don't have what to say, but the God who sees whatever you did, may God multiply unto you. At any time you call upon the name of God, may God remember, because God is not unjust to forget whatever you did. We appreciate everything. My dad was arrested on Saturday. I talked with my brothers, and everything went well. Even I had written a tribute for my dad, and my brother was just telling me, oh, my sister, even the preacher was preaching about what you just wrote. So I don't take for granted. So God is faithful. Pastor, I thank you so much. I follow you with First Lady Catherine. I appreciate you. God bless you. Since you have been my pastor, I have seen the goodness of God. So, Pastor, keep on doing what you are doing. May God strengthen you. I know it's not easy. So what if we are supposed to do? Can we be praying for our pastor? Prayers. When you start praying with love, unity, and communication, as the pastor said, I think you can conquer any mountain. So, and God will always bless us. And if we walk with God's ways, because as this scripture, Psalm 133, how God made his blessing. So may God help us to pray for our pastor, to praise our church, because even Jesus was the Son of God, and he prayed. So let us keep on praying, and God is faithful to hear us, and work on God's way. May God bless you, and we continue praying to each other, loving each other, having unity. It's all going to be well if you put God first in your life. God bless you all.
Thank you. So we want to give unto the Lord right now. And then our time is really far much spent, but it was all right because we discussed a few things. Now, all these things that we talked about, we'll be speaking them in detail even as we move forward. So, the Lord is going to bless you. Amen. Is that okay? Can we give? All right. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for just about what we are just about to give unto the Lord. Father, we thank you because you are the one who gives us sow our seed. And Lord, even as we give, we are giving generously. And Father, we commit ourselves to be to up our game in as far as giving to the ministry is concerned. Lord, you've given us, you've blessed us, Lord. Compared to other people in the world, you have blessed us, Lord. You've given us a job, businesses. We are rich in you. And therefore, Lord, we plead to you, we pledge that we shall be faithful in bringing our tithes and paying our offerings, Lord, and stepping up to the plate even as we all discussed. And at the end of the day, you shall be glorified. We give you praise and honor for those that don't have any seed in their hand. Lord, give them so that next time they will be able to come and step up and also bring something to the house of the Lord. Father, we give you praises and we honor your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. While we are giving, is there anyone who is in our midst for the very first time would like to recognize you? I see our two sisters actually right there. Oh, no. Okay. Can you greet us, please? And I hope you enjoyed our service. And
praise God. My name is Evelyn Erimo. We took our Kenya like 4 months ago. And I believe that I'm a member of this church.
Bwana sifiwe. I'm Joan Wanjiko. Nimetoka Cape Town 2 months ago, and this is my second Sunday here. Yes, I'll be a member of your church.
All the way from South Africa, and welcome, amen. So if you're standing next to them, can you give them a Jesus welcome, you a hug, tell them welcome in Jesus' name, amen. So let us come and give, and we can wind up this meeting. I'd like to, for those who want to give electronically, we have our sister Lorraine there. You can give, you know, with your debit cards. And may the Lord God bless every one of you. Amen. Amen. Why don't we stand up and hold the hand of the person standing next to you. Those that I will still be giving, you can come and give. And so that we can dismiss ourselves. Let's pray together. Oh, yeah. Oh, and all the children. Can all the children come here? Oh, we almost forgot. All the children come here. They're going back to school. All the children, please come here. Come. We want to pray for them. Amen. All the children that are here, come. Please come. We forgot about this. They're going back to school tomorrow.
We want to declare the blessings of the Lord over their lives.
Okay. Why don't you stretch your hands towards these ones here that are here? Oh, they're still coming. Come. We need to pray. Oh, you can give your offering there. Hey, guys. Good to see you. Amen. Stretch your hands towards our children. Let us declare the blessings of the Lord of their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you so much for having given these children a wonderful time over summer. Lord, they were a blessing to us, and it was great to see them just running about in our homes. And I thank you for the lives of each one of them. Father, we want to commit this coming school year to your hands, O God. And we want to make declarations, several declarations over their lives, that they will be the head and not the tail. The Lord, there would not be any security issues in their schools in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that they will have favor with their teachers. We declare that each one of them will be the head and not the tail. We declare that you shall grant them an amplitude to understand new things even as they upgrade even to a new grade this coming year in the name of Jesus. I pray that there will be harmony even in their schools, and that, Father, you shall grant them wisdom and knowledge that comes from above even as they tackle new things, O Lord. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of them. We pray that the angels of God will encamp round about them, O Lord, even as they go to school and come back in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that none of them will be sick, O God. None of them will be injured as they play with their friends in the school in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will be the head and not the tail to the glory and honor of your name. We commit them to you. We pray for their schools, that their schools will excel, that the teachers will have favor with them in the name of Jesus. And we also thank you, Lord, even for those that are going to school this coming semester. We commit them, Lord, to you, O God, that you'll give them the amplitude to understand new things. You'll grant them favor with their professors and their instructors in the name of Jesus. Lord, this will be a great year for each and everybody who is going to school in the name of Jesus. And as we come to the end of the year, we shall be celebrating you because of how you'll be involved with their lives. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, we also want to thank you even as we leave this building this afternoon. I pray that you shall be with each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that we shall experience a great week ahead in the name of Jesus. I want to cancel any plots, any plans of the enemy that is targeted to any one of us in the name of Jesus. I render powerless the plans of the devil in the name of Jesus. And I declare that no weapon that is fashioned against any one of us that shall prosper this coming week in the name of Jesus. Open up our hearts, open up our ears, open up our eyes that we may see clearly that which you have sent to us and that which you're connecting us to. We give you glory and we honor your name. We give you praise because you've been with us and this has been a great service. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and everyone said amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you so much for your patience. You're welcome for a cup of tea from the tribe of Manasseh. Amen. God bless you.